What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 24th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A quick little program reminder, the lovely Lady Claire will not be joining us in hour number three. She's still resting up from this little medical whoopsie that she had on Wednesday, and so she's just going to take it easy for the weekend. She will be back next week, of course, and all will be well. Now then, getting right into the news here, Donald Trump is still leading the charge against the corporate media fake news. It's open warfare now between the corporate media and pretty much the rest of us. And Trump is out there making some valid points that the corporate media is putting out all these stories with these fantastic claims, always based on anonymous sources, unnamed officials. And we're supposed to just accept that these unnamed anonymous officials are being perfectly truthful and that the corporate media is vetting them and double checking. And of course, we know from the long record of bogus stories we have been getting from the corporate media, that is simply not true. That is simply not true. And Donald Trump has started referring to CNN as the Clinton News Network, which is certainly something it's been called before. And apparently, Donald Trump has escalated the situation where we are getting a word from government slaves that the White House is now barring CNN, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, and Politico from White House briefings, or at least from today's White House off-camera briefing. But Breitbart, Fox News, Washington Times, and One American News Network were invited in. So that is definitely a slap in the face, and the corporate media is throwing tantrums out there. How dare you? It's traditional that you allow the corporate media to filter the words of the president to the American people. Now, one of the stories that is out there all over the corporate media is how Donald Trump has revoked protections for transgendered students. Oh, and almost like one of those Conan O'Brien videos, the headlines are identical all across the corporate media. They all came from the same source. Trump is revoking protections for transgender students. That isn't what happened. Okay, first of all, transgender students have the same rights that we all do under Title IX, passed back in 1972, that bars discrimination based on gender. And federal court rulings have affirmed that gender discrimination extends to people who are not really sure which way they're going. What Trump actually did was revoke Obama's executive orders where transgenders can use whichever restroom they want to use, which has led to all kinds of problems. But apparently, to the liberals, the right to use whatever restroom you want is being revoked, and that's a threat to the transgendered. All right. Another piece of fake news. As you know, CPAC is going on. Donald Trump made a speech there. And looking at the reaction versus when he spoke to them roughly a year ago when he was really getting into his campaign, it's obvious that he has won the hearts and minds of ordinary conservatives across America. But at one point, there were people waving these Russian flags with the name Trump on them, obviously a plant. But the corporate media ran it saying, see, see, Russia's supporting Trump. Russia's supporting Trump. You can't tolerate a president who's friends with Russia. And they're still layering it on. At this point, I'm surprised anybody is still watching the corporate media. They've been cut off from access to the White House, which means anything that they're going to be saying about what Trump is doing is going to be second, third-hand hearsay. Now, CNN is displaying its ire over being kicked out of the briefing today by saying they may not attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And MSNBC is out there saying we haven't decided if we're going to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like anybody really cares if they show up. Maybe the corporate media is finally getting that good dose of humble they have been so desperately in need for. Meanwhile, despite all the brouhaha and firestorm of fantasy coming out of the corporate media. Trump's approval rating has climbed 5% this last week. And ordinary Americans are with the president, and they're very much against this establishment and the establishment media, which was the message from the election. And that is spreading all over the world. Now, Donald Trump has called the FBI on the carpet for being unable to stop all these leaks from inside the White House. And it really is out of control, because apparently the State Department wrote an anti-leak memo, which was immediately leaked to the Washington Post. So I think Trump needs to find just one of the leakers and make a real example out of them. Crucifixion on the front lawn, or maybe over in Lafayette Park, and send a message. This is not going to be tolerated anymore. Now then, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And the leaks don't always get the results the leakers would like to have. There was that Trump tape that was leaked out that ruined Billy Bush. And apparently Matt Lauer didn't like him, felt he was a liability. NBC thought it would derail Trump, and so a staffer on the Today Show leaked that infamous Trump tape. And it did crush Billy, but it had no effect on Donald Trump whatsoever. Now, as we reported yesterday, James O'Keefe has dropped a major boulder on the toes of CNN by releasing these audio files, which, among other things, show that CNN has been lying to you, the American people, about polling results. And, of course, we all got a demonstration of that last year during the election season when Corbyn Media was out there. Oh, Hillary's ahead. Hillary's going to win in a landslide. Trump's hardly showing up there. Trump should drop out. Hillary's way ahead. And, of course, Trump won the election. And CNN is now dealing with these audios from an internal mole going all the way back to 2009. And apparently there are still more of these tapes about to come on out. So, of course, the corporate media's response is, oh, you can't trust James O'Keefe. He makes this stuff up. He's a fraud. He's a guy. And you need to remember that James O'Keefe's acid attack expose led to three domestic terrorists being arrested. This information is factual. All he's doing is he's getting people on camera who are admitting to doing what they're doing, being paid to protest, engaging in election fraud, voter suppression. He got that all. And what he's got now is absolutely accurate. It's coming from a mole inside CNN. And CNN probably is starting to feel like the White House right now, because apparently over at victorislibertas.com, they're claiming they have a CNN insider leaking to them, basically talking about collusion between John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and Wolf Blitzer and Tapper, trying to get negative information onto the corporate media about Donald Trump. And apparently the talking points against Trump are handed down by Jeff Zucker, and his lapdog is Brian Stelter. And apparently the rank and file at CNN are very angry that they are being tarnished as pushing fake news, but that, of course, is what they're being told to do. Now, apparently John Podesta, who is no longer Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, has a new job. He's been hired at the Washington Post. Gee, I wonder if he's going to be objective and unbiased in his reporting. Over at the New York Times, the New York Slimes, they're in full panic mode at word that Donald Trump may be on the verge of issuing an executive order that declares the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. And that is a big problem, because the Muslim Brotherhood has been held up as one of the moderate rebel groups deserving of U.S. support against anybody the deep state wants to get rid of and replace with a puppet regime, such as Bashar al-Assad. If Trump declares them a terrorist organization, that makes it a crime to support them. And a lot of the funding and supplies are going to be cut off, at least the covert supply will remain. Now, this practice of trying to pick off Trump's lieutenants and support is continuing, because according to a story over at 12160, apparently a group of law professors have filed a misconduct complaint against Kellyanne Conway, saying that she has brought shame upon the legal profession. It's all very murky. They're not actually pointing to any crime that she's committed, any law that she's broken. But it's just another way of trying to create a controversy over Trump's supporters in an effort to pry them loose, to get Trump to kick them out the way he did Michael Flynn, which I think was still a mistake because it's only encouraging these people to go on playing these kind of games. Now, up in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is meeting with federal prosecutors today. Apparently, they're investigating whether people involved in fundraising for his election campaign broke corruption laws. Now, de Blasio is looking at re-election this November, and he keeps saying he's done nothing wrong, and he's cooperating with the investigators. He's saying, my team did everything right. Well, he may have, because we've been hearing word that Hillary Clinton is thinking of running for mayor of New York this November, and she's a Democrat. And in order to get her way cleared to that mayorship, she needs to get de Blasio out. So this may be a Hillary Clinton hatchet job. Remember, people who are competing for the same offices that Hillary Clinton is, bad things happen to them. Like when John F. Kennedy Jr. was going to declare for that same Senate seat that Hillary Clinton eventually won. And his plane just fell out of the air, mysteriously. Now, if you go back to some of my articles, like The Epic of Clinton's Mess, and we talk about Chinagate, which I've often cited as justification for asking if Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And the precedent that I use to justify that question is Chinagate, which is when Bill Clinton was running for re-election, he used his authority as president to authorize the sale to China of very sensitive technology with military applications over the objections of the Defense Department and the intelligence community. At the same time, huge amounts of money were pouring into his re-election campaign fund from Chinese American citizens who, as it turned out, were acting as fronts for money originating in China itself. Now, one of the figures from that scandal, Johnny Cheung, has now gone public. He's apparently in hiding, concerned that he might wind up dead under Fort Marcy Park or in a small airplane crash. And the story just broke that he made a video of the negotiations with the Clintons to have as his dead man switch, because he feared being assassinated over what he knows. And the story is just now breaking over blacklisted news and the European press. You're not going to see this anywhere in the American corporate media. But apparently in his interview in the British media, he basically confirmed what we've been saying all along. The Chinese government and Chinese businessmen were funneling illegal campaign contributions to Bill Clinton's re-election campaign fund in exchange for Bill Clinton authorizing this sale of sensitive technology to China. It's a confirmation of what we've been saying all along. Now, apparently enough people are getting fed up with the Clintons. It's starting to have a pushback. Apparently down in Arkansas, one of their lawmakers has introduced a bill to strip the Clintons' name from the Arkansas airport that is currently named after them. And, of course, it's going to be stinging and a humiliation and nowhere near what the Clintons deserve for what they've been doing. Now, there's an article over at Your News Wire. Apparently, there's an insider at the Department of Homeland Security who was saying that all of this pedophilia that's been happening within our government, this pedophile ring, is being run by the CIA and Mossad in order to get blackmail information on politicians in order to control them. And inside this article, they made one comment which I wholeheartedly agree with, and that is to stop calling it Pizzagate and use the far more inclusive Pedogate to describe this scandal. And that's a lot more comfortable, because that focus on Comet Pizza felt like a setup to open us up to defamation lawsuits. But we can talk about pedophilia within the government in general, and the idea that the CIA and Mossad are behind it is hardly anything new. Getting politicians, getting leaders, getting corporate leaders into compromising situations in order to blackmail them is as old as politics itself. And it's certainly something that Israel has been master of for many, many years. Remember when that whole Monica Lewinsky thing first came on out? And one of the stories that came on out was that Bill Clinton told Monica Lewinsky that their phone sex sessions had been recorded. And they weren't recorded at the White House end, which had a private, highly secure phone system. Apparently somebody tapped Monica Lewinsky's phone at her home, and they got the recording. And so Bill Clinton was saying, they've got this recording, we don't know what's going to happen, but if anybody comes up with it, just say that we knew we were being recorded and we were just going along for the joke. It's a weak excuse. But at the same time, Bill Clinton ordered the FBI to call off their search for Israel's highest placed spy within the administration, codenamed Mega. So blackmail definitely is a tool of statecraft. What I really fail to comprehend is how anybody who's in a position of responsibility like that would ever allow themselves to get involved in anything like that, knowing it's an engraved invitation to being blackmailed and controlled. Maybe they're being told that we're not going to allow you into the higher levels of the government unless you do something we can blackmail you with, so we know you're dependable and reliable and will do as you're told. Maybe that's what's behind all of this. Maybe some of these people molesting these children really don't like it. Maybe they find it offensive, but they figure it's something they've got to do if they aspire to higher office, because that's how the iron grip control of the deep state is maintained. Now, we put a link from our website to the White House petition website, where they have put up this petition to ban Google's blatant suppression of free speech. And the signatures are already piling on in. They need 100,000 signatures by March 24th, I think it is. And the White House will have to take action. And it basically is responding to Natural News, just basically blanking out, from Google, blanking out Natural News from their search databases. Now, everybody is sending in their suggestions for alternative search engines. One that came in today, and I checked it out, DuckDuckGo. And it has an advantage over Yandex, because when you do a news search in Yandex, you get a lot of Russian articles, and I don't speak Russian. Or I speak enough Russian to get into a fight at a Russian bar, and that's about it. But DuckDuckGo, I checked it out. I put in vaccine safety issues, and I got a whole string of articles from Natural News right at the top of the page. So stop using Google. Start using DuckDuckGo if you don't want to use Yandex. And somebody else send in others. We're going to be going through all of these in the coming weeks. There are places where you can still have uncensored access to what you need to know to make good choices. Now, InfoWars put out a video about censorship. It's being censored. The monetization was removed from it by YouTube. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they're trying to shut down the independent media, trying to starve us of money, starve us of visibility, because they want to go back to this wonderful world where they can lie to you all and you will believe them without question. It's not likely to happen. Even if the independent media vanished overnight, do you think anybody is going to trust the corporate media for the next 50 years? I don't think so. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And an update on this Google versus Natural News story. Google has apparently finally come up with an excuse for why they scrubbed the entire Natural News domain from their servers. And you're going to love this one. Google is claiming that apparently some blog posts in the blogging section of Natural News that were posted back in 2014 contained a suspicious URL that had some ad code running in it that may have been a problem. And none of this was in any of the actual Natural News articles. It's the script was not even on the Natural News domain. But this third-party script, which was invoking cpxcenter.com, was found on 13 blog posts from back in 2014. And using that as their excuse, Google blacklisted the entire naturalnews.com domain, including all 140,000-plus pages of content that contained no such third-party scripts. That's the equivalent of a police officer pulling you over for a broken taillight and then confiscating the entire car. Now, if Google thinks anybody is going to believe this, they got another thing coming. But right now, they're realizing that the stink we in the independent media are kicking up about this is damaging their credibility. because people around the world are all of a sudden saying, we can't trust Google to give us the news that we want. Google is censoring. Google is filtering. Google has joined the corporate media to feed us what is in the corporation's interest. Why should we waste our time there? We're going to go over to Yandex. We're going to go over to DuckDuckGo. So they've come up with this lame excuse to say we were perfectly valid and justified in shutting the entire domain down. If you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. During this next commercial break, I want you all to go over to that link that goes to the White House petition website, and you sign that petition to get the White House involved in this. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I'm very concerned about these allegations that Kellyanne Conway is bringing shame upon the legal profession. Mm-hmm. If this be true, it might tempt people to hold the legal profession in derision, and people might start making lawyer jokes.
Oh, it's time to bring back the lawyer jokes.
What are they thinking? If you can't trust, and also if you can't, you just said something about trusting. If you can't trust Google, Mike, who can you trust? I mean,
Well, I don't trust Google anymore. Of course, I haven't for quite a long time. Same thing with WikiLeaks. More and more people are beginning to realize there's some good info on WikiLeaks, but it too has a political agenda. And I remember our little falling out many, many years ago because somebody had created articles for Michael Rivero and whatreallyhappened.com, and they were not very flattering. In particular, they kept saying anti-Semitic hate site. So I went on in and I said the site is critical of the actions of Israel's government, which is far more accurate. And then the next day it was changed back to anti-Semitic hate site. So I went back in to try and edit it, and I was blocked under the excuse that Michael Rivero is not a recognized authority on the subject of Michael Rivero. And I went public with that. I'm not kidding. That was their excuse. And I went public with that on my website, and WikiLeaks banished me. You will not find any articles about Michael Rivero or whatreallyhappened.com on WikiLeaks. I'm website non grata.
I have the solution to that.
Yeah.
The absolute unquestionable authority on Michael Rivero would be Claire.
Yes. You know, I don't need Google. Claire knows everything.
That's right. No, I mean, she's unquestionably an authority on Michael Rivero, even though you are not.
Yes, unquestionably. Good point. Very good point.
All right.
Thank you. We're going to let you go. We're going to take another break for commercials. And if the situation wasn't so serious, it really would be laughable. We're living in the middle of a comedy farce. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. And a quick correction on that last phone call. I meant to say Wikipedia had banned me and declared me persona not grata, not WikiLeaks. And there's so many wikis out there. And it's actually a Hawaiian word. It means fast. All right, here we go. Now then, Le Pen is surging to the lead in the latest polls, and basically she is being perceived in the same light as Donald Trump, a slap in the face to the establishment by the voters, or for the more colorful, a giant middle finger. And that's really what's going on here. This rush to create a single global government has created a political climate that could lead to a single global revolution. And it does seem like it's headed that way. Now, apparently, Martin Schulz, leader of Germany's Social Democrats, is gaining on Angela Merkel because he's starting to sound more and more like he's moving away from the hard agenda, the Social Democrats, and he's veering toward populism. In other words, he's not going to play the political machine. He understands right now there's a populist frenzy across the globe, and he's going to hop on board. He knows where his future fortunes are leading. Now, there's something very interesting going on over in Austria. And apparently it's a phenomenon called state deniers. And this is a segment of the population, and it's growing. Austrians, they've declared themselves state deniers who don't accept the legitimacy of the Republic of Austria. They don't recognize the authority of state organs. They refuse to pay taxes. They refuse to pay fines. And basically, their rationale is the government is not responsive to the Austrian people anymore. And that is something people all over Europe and even here in the United States are seeing, where the government seems far more concerned with caring for the illegal aliens and the refugees and the migrants, and grabbing more money for themselves and their corporate buddies, and absolutely does not seem to be at all concerned with health and safety and quality of life of the indigenous national population. Now, turning over to the war zones, the Pentagon is getting ready to present a new anti-ISIS plan to President Trump, and on the list is an actual ground invasion by U.S. troops into Syria to battle ISIS. Really, we're only going after ISIS. This is not an invasion to get Assad, even though we've been trying to get him for 5 years. And, of course, this proposal to put U.S. boots on the ground against ISIS is ignoring that small technicality that the U.S. does not have Syria's permission to be in Syria in the first place, as well as having a long history of bombing critical Syrian infrastructure while claiming to be aiming at ISIS. We're bombing ISIS. Oh, sorry about that hospital. We're bombing ISIS. Oh, sorry about that water treatment plant. We're bombing ISIS. Oh, sorry about those food warehouses. Our pilots are just so terrible at this kind of thing. It really is. Now then, as you know, one of the big issues that we're looking at, and again, this is getting zero coverage on the corporate media, was John McCain's trip to Syria to meet with the leaders of the rebels trying to overthrow Bashar al-Assad, and to reassure them that despite Donald Trump's order to the CIA to stop all support for all groups fighting against Syria's President Assad, that somehow or other the weapons will continue to get there. Now, this puts McCain in violation of the Logan Act. And is he just that much in love with bloody war? Well, maybe, maybe not. Remember all the way back in Watergate, the advice that Deep Throat gave, follow the money? Well, it turns out Senator McCain's estimated net worth is $21 million. That's a pretty hefty financial empire, which geopolitically needs constant tending. So here is the question. How much of his wealth is invested in the military-industrial complex? And is John McCain an up-and-coming George Soros tinkering with world politics primarily to fatten his own wallet? And that is a very legitimate question to ask, and it's one of the reasons why in the Blueprint for the New America, all high officials, not just the president, but all members of the legislative body, all top appointed officials, will have to put their personal wealth into a blind trust so that their own financial well-being does not become a factor in how they're behaving. But we do need to take a look at just where John McCain has his wealth invested. And if some of it is invested in defense contractors, weapons makers, then all of a sudden his behavior becomes less and less about protecting the poor, innocent civilians of Syria and more about putting more money in his own wallet. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the Oscars, and I don't watch them anymore because they are very, very political, and they seem to get more and more political all the time. Apparently, the Netflix movie The White Helmets is up for an Oscar in the short documentary category. And what's interesting is we all know this group is a fraud, and the Netflix movie is basically little more than an infomercial. And awarding this mini-documentary, The White Helmets, an Oscar, would certainly fit in with the desire of Hollywood to appear supportive of human rights, even though that actually means supporting a propaganda operation to justify another bloody regime change war in the Middle East. Hollywood's caught up in this idea that somehow wars are good, wars are sweet, wars are doing good things, it's a humanitarian war, there is no such thing. Now, the French foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, is attacking Marine Le Pen for her comments in support of Bashar al-Assad, saying we should just leave him alone. But that's not the agenda. The agenda is to get Assad out and get a globalist puppet in. Anyway. Now then, a couple of days ago, China surprised everybody by embargoing coal imports from North Korea. And North Korea's sale of coal to China is a major component of its economy. And the move clearly sent a signal that China is not going to back North Korea in a conflict. But it may have been more serious than that, because now apparently China internally is saying we need to prepare for a possible collapse of the regime in North Korea. I mean, North Korea is hanging by the edge. Kim Jong-un is not well regarded. In fact, he seems to have lost his reality license long ago. He's suspected in the death of his half-brother. And it may be that China just decided to remove the threat of a wide-ranging Pacific war by taking out North Korea themselves, just by cutting off the flow of money. Crashing the government could easily happen. And that would yank the rug out of the U.S. effort to try and get into a war with China by going through North Korea. Now, North Korea, of course, is screaming that China is dancing to the U.S. tune over this sanctioning of the coal, and they're very, very upset about that. Now, getting on back to Kim Jong-un's half-brother, his older brother, it has now come on out that the weapon used to assassinate him was VX nerve gas. And apparently it was sprayed on his face by these assassins who somehow managed to avoid getting it on themselves. And it does take a while to kill in slow doses. But it raises the question, where does North Korea get VX gas? Do they have these chemical weapons? And that's the far larger implication of what they've found. What's really alarming, of course, is that nobody has decontaminated that airport concourse where he was sprayed. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Mortgage delinquencies are swinging upward again. We seem to be heading into a repeat of the 2008 mortgage-backed securities fraud meltdown. We've been hearing a lot about house flipping, running up real estate prices, trying to create artificial equity, which can then be harvested out as loans to continue lavish lifestyles. Everybody's living on credit, and they're borrowing more and borrowing more, but it really isn't working because there is no new wealth coming into the system. Basically, the entire country right now is running like you're given a credit card, you max it out, you're on the last month where if you don't make a payment, you'll be in trouble. You go out and you get another credit card, and you transfer the balance. And then you put more on the new credit card. Then you max that one out, and you get up to the point where you have to make a payment or you're going to be in trouble. You get a third credit card, and so forth and so on. And it looks like you're living a good life, but you're not. You're just getting in deeper and deeper and deeper because there's nothing new coming in. And the economic indicators are very troubling. JCPenney is going to close 140 stores. They're offering 6,000 of their long-term employees early retirement. Aeropostal, PacSun, Sears, and Kmart are all showing signs of imminent collapse because nobody has money to go to the store and buy things. for any economy to function, there must be a recycling mechanism that takes the money that has accumulated at the top and bring it back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries, so that people can take that wealth and pump it back into the economy and keep the cycle going. That is the critical flaw under fascism. That recycling mechanism is gone as part of the agenda of locking all the wealth at the extreme, extreme top. Apparently, appliance giant H.H. Gregg is on the verge of bankruptcy. They've had 14 straight quarters of declines. People are hanging on to their appliances, repairing them as long as they possibly can. Nobody wants to spend the money on a new appliance, especially because the new appliances seem more fragile and lower in quality than what you've got now. They look good. They got all the whiz-bang features. But there's a high rate of breakdown. Way too much plastic. Now, we're seeing indicators that gold, and for that matter, silver, may be about to break out from all these mechanisms that have been holding the prices down. And again, we advise people to preserve part of their wealth in physical silver, physical gold, small amounts, so there's no record being kept, under your own control. Do not invest in paper contracts. Those are leveraged hundreds to one. When there's a run on those gold contracts, most people are going to be left just holding that piece of paper, and that will be it. Meanwhile, of course, what we're hearing from Wall Street and the corporate media is gold is a barbarous relic. Really, you? Yeah, why do you even want to bother with that? And then on the other hand, you have all these governments and these Wall Street firms are trying to gobble up as much gold as they possibly can. There's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect there. What it is they want your gold. And if they succeed in bringing about a cashless society, they are going to take it from you. Because the cashless society only works if there is no way for you to have your money in a portable store of wealth under your physical control. India used to be one of the largest per capita consumers of gold, mostly in jewelry. That's all been shut down now that India is going cashless society. The jewelry is grandfathered in, but now a lot of the gold investment, but it's just being confiscated. Remember, Roosevelt confiscated physical gold from the American people to save the banks back in 1933. So it's not like it hasn't been done before. Now, at this point, household debt in the United States is about to reach its previous record from 2008 sometime this year. We're sinking in deeper and deeper. And of course, to the private central bankers, that's a good thing. The more debt, the more they make from us, the more they can take from us. It's designed that way. Now, along with all the other indicators of economic problems, apparently George Soros has placed a $500 million bet on the U.S. economy failing and corporations becoming bankrupt. In other words, he's taken $500 million and he is short selling major companies all across the board. He's betting $500 million things are going to go bad. And by the way, that's how Soros has made most of his fortune. He has this incredible knack of short selling stocks just before something really bad happens to destroy the stock's value. There may be a linkage there, I don't know. But that's how he made his money. And when you consider that George Soros is a guy who openly admits helping the Nazis round up fellow Jews and that he feels no remorse about it at all, then the possibility of a little industrial sabotage to boost his stock portfolio is not completely unreasonable suspicion, is it? Now, apparently the World Trade Organization has their knickers in a twist over the Trump trade agenda, where Donald Trump wants to use import tariffs to try and revive America's self-reliance, internal industry, internal agriculture. And, of course, the World Trade Organization is fully on board with the globalist agenda. They want the U.S. to have lower import tariffs, so that we will continue importing things from other parts of the world, even though we have nothing to export back and balance our books. And so there is a real possibility that Donald Trump may pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization. And that could be a hammer blow that would bring the entire thing crashing down. And that's another reason why they're so afraid of Donald Trump. They're so close to having their one world global government. They're so close to having their one world private central bank. They can taste it. And gosh darn, that Brexit vote and Donald Trump and now Marine Le Pen and Geert Wilder, they're all just conspiring to bring that whole global dream down. Those bad people. Bad people. Now, as you know, Obamacare is a subject of much discussion. GOP lawmakers who are on recess are having town hall meetings in their home districts. They are being hammered by Americans saying, when are you going to repeal Obamacare? We can't deal with this anymore. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And this Google natural news fiasco is falling apart. Apparently, somebody did a check, and as I mentioned earlier, Google is justifying shutting off the entire natural news website from their search database because some blog posts from back in 2014 had this little ad script that went to a questionable URL. Somebody just did a search, and they found the exact same ad script running on Google's own Blogspot network. So already Google's justification for what they did has just been blown into smithereens here. And let's be very honest. I am sure that if in the Google ad tools, which webmasters have access to, if Google had posted a little automated message, these 13 blog posts contain a questionable URL, I'm sure that Mike Adams would have gone on in and deleted those links. So nobody is going to believe that Google was justified in shutting down the entire natural news network on the basis of this little ad script from 2014 in 13 blog posts on naturalnews.com when the exact same ad script and questionable URL have been found on Google's own Blogspot network. Under the same rules they're claiming for natural news, Google should vanish right now. Somehow, I don't think that's going to happen. Alrighty, so before the commercial break, we were talking about Obamacare and how all these GOP legislators who are on recess from Congress now, they're in their home districts and they're having the town hall meetings, and they're getting hammered by people saying, you know, Trump came on in promising to repeal Obamacare. Why are you not supporting him on this? And that Obamacare is just a raw deal for everybody except the health insurance industry and the government itself. And basically, when you look at the high insurance premiums for those Obamacare-compliant policies, the sky-high deductibles, which make them virtually useless, it was just a license by the health insurance companies to loot the American people. And the 20 Obamacare tax hikes cumulatively are a $1 trillion with a T dollar net tax increase on the American people. In other words, Obamacare is a mechanism to tax the middle class into being the poor class. Because all tyrannies and dictatorships have to get rid of the middle class because it is from the middle class that opposition to oligarchy arises. That's what happened during the French Revolution. That's what happened during the American Revolution. And all tyrants try and get rid of the middle class. The Soviet Union was designed to never have a middle class, and that's one of the reasons they lasted as long as they did. And they still fell apart. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust.
Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.